Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Correct answer, now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Well, Tom Beaudet and Brian Babylon are tied for first. They both have 3 points. Kiri O'Connor has 2.
Kiri?
Yes?
You are holding up the rear, so you go first. I'm sure this will not last for long. Here we go. Fill in the blank. After it was attacked by a terrorist group, the entire Westgate Mall in blank was being treated as a crime scene.
Nairobi.
Right. The last 6 people who've been missing after the blanks in Colorado were found safe and well this week.
Floods.
Right. In a surprise comeback, the Oracle Team USA won the blank on Wednesday.
America's Cup.
Yes. Residents of a Buffalo, New York neighborhood plagued by skunk odors were surprised when they discovered that blank.
That they didn't have any skunks.
No. The police were using a building nearby as a dead skunk depot.
Oh!
Bud Selig announced Thursday that he's going to retire from his job as blank after the 2014 season.
Baseball commissioner.
Right. A choreographer, a paleobotanist, and an immigration lawyer were among 24 people named this week as recipients of the blank.
MacArthur Genius Grant.
Yes, indeed. Over the past month, at least 2 drivers in Alaska relying on Apple Maps have blanked.
Fallen into rivers.
No. Driven onto the runway of the Fairbanks Airport. No one was hurt in either incident.
I've done that without Google Maps.
Apple says it was a simple error in their system. The directions were oddly specific. It's like, in 100 feet, turn right. Wait 30 seconds for TSA security van to pass. Hit the gas. Bust through the gate. Carl, how did Kiri do in our quiz?
5 correct answers, 10 more points. You now has 12 points, and Kiri has the lead.
Well done. All right. You flip the coin. Brian is elected to go next. So, fill in the blank, Brian. On Thursday, the UN Security Council reached an agreement that will dismantle blank's chemical weapons arsenal.
Syria.
Right. Jeff Daniels was among the surprise winners at the blank awards last Sunday.
Emmys.
Right. Shareholders of Smithfield Foods voted this week to approve the takeover by a company in blank.
China.
Right. The pilot of a Black Hawk helicopter on a rescue mission in Colorado was surprised when he returned to his helicopter and found a blank.
A bear.
No, a parking ticket. In a press conference Thursday, the International Olympic Committee dismissed concerns about blank hosting the next Winter Games.
Japan.
No, Russia. The U.S. Army announced this week it will no longer allow soldiers to get blanks below the elbows or knees.
Tattoos.
Right. A Florida man caused a bit of a stir when he tried to pay his water bill with blank.
Alligators.
No, crack cocaine. You know how it is. Your bill is due, you don't have any cash, but hey, here's some crack cocaine. Will that do? Daltona water officials called the police and refused to take the crack cocaine as payment. Usually it wouldn't have been a problem, but that day they didn't have anything smaller than a kilo of heroin in the cash register, so they couldn't make change. Carl, how did Brian Babylon do in our quiz?
Brian had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 11 points, but Kiri has the lead with 12.
All right. So then, how many does Tom need to win?
5 correct answers.
All right. Here we go, Tom. This is for the game. On Thursday, Iranian President Rouhani said he wants a worldwide ban on blank weapons.
Nuclear weapons.
Right. On Wednesday, the FBI released footage showing last week's attack on the blank in Washington.
The Navy Yard.
Right. U.S. Airways and American Airlines agreed to extend the deadline for their blank into 2014.
Their flight into Philadelphia.
No. It'll get there someday. Their merger. After a massive salvage effort this week, divers recovered victims from the wreckage of the blank.
Blank. Blank.
The Costa Concordia. Willie Nelson is asking his fans for their help recovering his stolen blank.
That little airtight container he keeps his smoking materials.
No.
No, the bus that he drives it in. The Honeysuckle Rose. The papers that he rolls it in.
No.
Go ahead.
His stuffed toy armadillo.
I never would have got that.
I know. The winner of last week's $400 million blank jackpot came forward anonymously this week to claim the money.
The Powerball lottery.
Right. With shortages still a problem, this week the government of Venezuela took over a blank.
A gas station, an oil farm, that little airtight container that Willie Nelson keeps his...
A toilet paper factory. A bear walked into a bar in Alaska but turned around and left after blank.
I've heard this joke before. And they said, we don't serve bears. And he says, all right, I don't eat them. That's not the joke,
no.
Right? No, okay. I've really kind of blown this lightning round, but I've had a really good time.
I've enjoyed having you here. But you don't know the answer to it.
I really don't.
Bear walks into a bar in Alaska, and he leaves when the bartender tells him to get out.
Seriously?
Seriously. The bartender noticed the bear making his way in the bar. He said, no, bear, get out. No, you can't be in here. And the bear's like, okay, man, look, you don't
have to. Hey, when I lived in Alaska, the bears weren't like that.
What were they like?
They were belligerent.
Now look.
They would have sat down and demanded to be served.
Yeah.
And then beat us all at pool.
The bear left immediately with that incident, but he did write a nasty review on his experience on Yelp. Did Tom do well enough to win?
Tom had 3 correct answers for 6 more points.
Oh, my God.
He now has 9 points, but with 12 points, make it Kerry O'Connor is this week's champion.
I know you do it. You always win, Kerry.
Okay, Kerry.